Blog Talk Radio.
God is going to send sustainable blessings. Sustainable blessings. Blessings that will sustain us. And out of that sustaining, then there'll be a drenching rain. A rain greater than anything we've seen. God's going to do some things that are greater than anything we've ever seen, anything we've ever seen in our ministry, any moves we've ever seen. God is going to do something greater than that. This is Pastor Brad Morgan. I'm continuing my teaching on the prophet Elijah, and I want to go to 1 Kings chapter 18, starting in verse 31. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold 2 seahs of seed. And he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the wood, and said, Fill 4 water pots with water, and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then he said, Do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, Do it a third time. And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with water. And it came to pass, at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. I love this in verse 36. You know, when the false prophets tried to get something to happen, it says that they heard no voice. But in verse 36 of this same chapter, it says, And it came to pass. And I want to tell you something today, if you're listening to me, there's some things that God's told you to do that you're believing for, and it's going to come to pass. Also, there's some seasons in your life that maybe have not been easy seasons, and they're going to come to pass. That season is not going to be there always. And then I want you to know that it says Elijah the prophet came near. And this is a difference we have. You know, the true prophet of God is able to come near. And not only the prophet, in the New Testament, it says we're priests and kings. So we can all come near to God and to hear God. So he came near and he began to pray, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Very interesting. He said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Usually it's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But he was showing here that God is in covenant, even though Israel has sinned, even though Israel has walked away from the Lord. God is in covenant with Israel. See, God doesn't change on his part. Man can change, but God is the same. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces, and they said, The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. And so after this execution of all these prophets, then God begins to speak to him and begins to say, I'm changing. There's a new season coming upon Israel. And see, first of all, Elijah had to declare that there'd be no rain except at his word. And then he had to obey the direction of the Lord when the Lord led him. First of all, that a raven, something unclean, would feed him. Then a widow would sustain him. And then he raised up the widow's son. And then he confronted Ahab. He confronted a system that was not of God. And you know, I tell you what, the devil's a bully, and the devil will try to intimidate us and to get us to cower and to get us to back down. But if we'll stand up to that spirit and continue to do what God tells us to do, there'll come a time where we'll actually walk into that which the Lord said. Then Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain." So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees. Now, here's another element that we see of Elijah. We see the element of humility, but we also see the element of prayer. And said to his servant, "Go up now, look towards the sea." Then he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again." Now, this is another thing we have to understand, even as a leader. When God gives a direction, when God speaks to us and tells us some things to do, then we don't back down just because people that are part of what we're doing don't see what we see. We don't back down. Now, I'm not talking about being a dictator now, but see, Elijah was in prayer, and Elijah had walked with this word. There are some words that God speaks to you that you walk with. You'll suffer with the word, but also the word of the Lord will bring provision. The word of the Lord will sustain you. So it says it came to pass the seventh time. The seven is the number of completion, that he said, "There is a cloud as small as a man's hand." I'll tell you what, so many times great things start, and when they start, they don't look like anything. And actually, this great thing started the moment that God spoke to Elijah. He said, "There's a cloud as small as a man's hand." The cloud is small. The hand is small. It doesn't look like anything great in the natural. But we see the hand, five fingers. Five is the number of grace. But five, I believe, is also the number of the fivefold ministry. And I believe five is also the number of a team approach. A team approach. God is calling us to walk in a team approach to do ministry, to do what God has called us to do. It says, "Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, 'There is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea.' So he said, 'Go up, say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and go down before the rain stops you.'" Prepare, make preparation. In other words, I'm getting ready to send rain. I'm getting ready to send refreshing. I'm getting ready to send blessing. Make preparation for what I'm sending so that when I send it, it will be a source of blessing. See, there's been some revivals, some outpourings that have come to places, that have come to churches. It wasn't a blessing. It was a blessing for a season, but then that great outpouring turned into something not good because there was not preparation sent. You know, see, God wants to send sustainable blessings. God will send a blessing. God will send a blessing even of unusual provision. And that blessing of unusual provision will be something that God will use to sustain us. I remember a year ago, December, when the Lord sent to this ministry $100,000. And then a month before, God sent $50,000. See, those blessings were sustainable. You know, some people, or one person told me that I should give all that away. But see, God didn't give it to me to give all away. In fact, the Lord told me don't give it all away because he was sending a sustainable blessing. And I remember Joseph went through 7 years of plenty. God told Joseph to set some of that aside, and he gave him wisdom. And then in the plenty, then he had 7 years of lack. But because he'd set some aside, he had a blessing that would sustain him. He would sustain him. Now, it happened in the meantime, the sky became black with clouds and wind, and there was a heavy rain. a heavy rain, a drenching rain. And I believe that God is going to do this and on our lives and on some people, on some region, especially places that have been calling out to the Lord for a move of the Spirit, that there's going to be a drenching rain. God is going to send sustainable blessings that will sustain us. And out of that sustaining, then there'll be a drenching rain, a rain greater than anything we've seen. God's going to do some things that are greater than anything we've ever seen, anything we've ever seen in our ministry, any moves we've ever seen. God is going to do something greater than that. Then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Now, this is very interesting that with this rain, with this outpouring, God is sending strength. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen and harden you to difficulties. I will uphold you with my right hand of righteousness." And God is strengthening. I really felt this month of January, that January is a month where God is sending strength, new strength to his people. Look for the Lord. Look for the Lord to strengthen you. It says, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength." As we wait on God, as we have times to wait on God, even as we fast, I know the Lord's been speaking to me about fasting, fast to progress spiritually, fast to see breakthroughs, fast to see different things happen. And it says, again, "They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This new strength God has given us is going to cause us to run and not be weary. This new strength that God is giving us is going to cause us to walk and not faint, to walk. Sometimes we're in a season, and this season's been prolonged. But God is going to give strength where we can walk and we cannot faint. So how do we not faint? The Bible says the way we don't faint is we pray. It says in the last days that men's heart would faint because of fear. But as we pray, as we seek God, as we call out to God, God is going to send a strengthening into our lives. You know, the enemy might think he can take us out. You know, sometimes the enemy will send things. Sometimes the scripture talks about fiery ordeals, fiery trials. And the enemy will think he can take you out. But if you just continue to press into the Lord, the friends and relationships God has given you, and the local church where he has called you to plant yourself, there will come a strength that is from him. And this strength, this new strength that God is pouring out, is for the next season that God is calling us to walk into. Father, I pray for the listening audience today, and I pray for those today that need to be strengthened by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for strengthening them. I thank you that the joy of the Lord is their strength. And so I thank you as they wait on you that they'll have supernatural strength. I thank you for strengthening them in their body, in their mind, Lord, in their emotions. I thank you for a strength that is from you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Pastor Brad Morgan. It was good being with you today. I hope you enjoyed the message. I would like to encourage you to visit our website at newlifebeginningschurch.com. That's newlifebeginningschurch.com. There is a secure site there where you can sow into this ministry. If you would like to sow by mail, our address is New Life Beginnings Church, P.O. Box 203, Pattison, Texas, 77466. If you do not have a church home, I want to invite you to come visit ours. Our Sunday service is at 10:30. The church address is 5609 FM 359 North, Brookshire, Texas, 77423. We offer child care for the four-year-olds and younger. We also offer children's church for the five-year-olds up to fifth grade twice a month. On Wednesday nights, we reach out to the kids in the Brookshire-Pattison area. We have service and classes that start at 7 p.m. If you have prayer requests or would like to speak with us, our church phone number is 281-802-8094. You can contact me by email at bmorgan542@gmail.com. That's bmorgan542@gmail.com. This program is sponsored by New Life Beginnings Church. And again, this is Pastor Brad Morgan, and I would like to remind you that the best is yet to come. We love you, and thanks for listening.